Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're continuing in Siman Reish Pei Beis. We are up to Si'if Hei. This is page 122. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning page Samach Beis. So we're at Si'if Hei at the bottom of page 122. Reish Pei Beis, Si'if Hei. Says Shulchan Aruch, Im lo nimsa mishi yodeh lehaftir, ele echen me'osam shal likros b'torah, ukvar omer shatz kaddish achar kriyas ha-parsha. So if you have no one who knows how to lay in the haftorah, except for someone who already got an aliyah, and you already finished the whole parsha, and they said Kaddish at the end of the parsha, and now you want to call up a maftir. The problem is, you can't call up a maftir if he doesn't know how to read the haftorah. And the only people that know how to read the haftorah already got an aliyah. So zesher rotzal haftir tzorich lachzor v'likros v'yibarich al kriyaso t'chil v'sof. You need to give somebody another aliyah. You need to call one of the people who got one of the earlier aliyos up again for another aliyah for the maftir. Says the Ramah, Avalim Lo Amar Kaddish, but if you still haven't said Kaddish, then Yafter Misha Allah L'Shvi'im Yodeya. Then the guy that got Shvi'i can just say the Maftir, and that's going to can say the Haftorah, and that's fine. V'im Yesh Achirim Shiyodim LaHaftir Lo Yafter Misha Allah Kvar. But if there are other people that know how to say the Haftorah, then you shouldn't give it to someone who already got an Aliyah. So if you have a person who got Shvi'i and you didn't yet say the Kaddish, so then it's perfectly fine for him to lay in the Haftorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Zayin, Im Lo Nimtza, V'Odin B'Shabbos Al Chazon, Afilu Nimtza Mishiyodeh L'Haftir B'Navi, Rak Shlo Yodeh L'Konin Kano, Gam Kein Din Ha'achi. This isn't only if someone doesn't know how to lay in the Haftorah. Maybe it's a guy who knows how to lay in the Haftorah, but doesn't know how to lay in this Haftorah, meaning maybe it's Shabbos Chazon, and you're supposed to lay in it with the Tuna Veicha, and he doesn't know how to do that. That's also called that he doesn't know how. Tzoruch lachzor v'likros, v'afilu ha-shvi rotza lahaftir, tzoruch lachzor v'likros, even if the guy who got shvi'i wants to do the haftorah, if he wants to do so, but you already said Kaddish, you need to call him up for another aliyah, kivin shehifzik b'kaddish, since you were mafzik with the Kaddish in between, ha-nechnasim lo yedu shezeh maftir, karim mitchila b'torah, so people who walk in now, who walk in late, are not going to realize that this guy already got an aliyah. Vika b'zayin l'tara, so it's going to be a b'zayin l'tara, k'dar mir b'gemara, like the Gemara says, that maftir tzorich shikr b'tara t'chilim im le'kvod ha'tara, that the maftir has to get an aliyah from the Torah first because of kvod ha'tara. So if people are going to think that he didn't get an aliyah first, then it's going to be a b'zayin to the Torah. What's the b'zayin? So in the brackets he explains, hainu di'i ha'maftir yaftir b'nevi'im v'yivarich lovlo yikru b'tara, because if the maftir only, if the guy who reads the Haftorah reads from the Nevi'im and says a bracha and does not get an aliyah, harei ono mashum divrei Nevi'im l'Torah b'kriya bracha, then it looks like you're treating the divrei Nevi'im the same exact way you treat the divrei Torah, that it's its own kriya, its own brachas. L'chein tzarich likros hamaftir b'torah tchila, and therefore he has to get an aliyah from the Torah first to show that the Nevi'im, divrei Nevi'im, are not on the same level as the Torah. Umizei yirush ha-Torah yikaris, that's a way of showing that the reading from the Torah is really primary. Interesting that even though the guy who gets Shvi'i, if he's going to lay in the Haftorah, he's going to have to get another Aliyah since he said Kaddish, but still we'd rather you not give the Haftorah to the guy who got Shvi'i. We'd rather it be one of the earlier guys rather than the guy who got Shvi'i, because that also looks a little funny that he's getting two aliyos in a row, that he's getting Shvi, and then you're going to get, he's going to say another two brachos on another aliyah before reading the Haftorah. Sivkat al Chavtas, Yafter Misha Allah. So we have someone who already got an aliyah, read the Haftorah. Hainu she Yafter Benavi, to get to read the Haftorah. Vein Tzorch Lachs or Lukros B'Torah, Elamashakar B'Shvi B'Sim HaParsha. Meaning we're going to give him another aliyah, but that other aliyah is going to be of the very same psukim that he already, that we already read from the end of the parsha. Meaning, when you didn't yet say the Kaddish, so the guy who got Shvi'i does not need to get another Aliyah for Maftir. Meaning the Maftir counts as one of the seven Olim, and therefore he could read the Haftarah with the Brachos. Kasva Prima Gadim Duadin Mikol Maftir. Same is true with every Maftir. Kesheshachach Lomar Kaddish Mikodem Miniskar Achar Shekvar Kora Maftir B'Torah Lo Yomar Kaddish Adachar Kriyas Haftarah Birchoseha. That if the guy who's getting the Haftarah already got his Aliyah from Maftir and you forgot to say a Kaddish, so you'll say the Kaddish after the Haftarah is over. Sifkat Lamed Im Yodea V'Imashvi Einu Yodea. If the guy who got Shvi does not know how to lay in the Haftarah, V'Itztori Chlalos the Maftir Echon Me'akodmim, and you're going to need to call up one of the earlier Olim for the Maftir, Az B'chol Gavni Tzorich Lachsov L'Kros L'Varech B'Torah L'Shei Maftir. Then for sure you're going to need to have another Aliyah with new Brachos for the sake of Maftir. Sifkat Lamed Aleph Lo Yaftir. What was this going on in the Ramah? We said that if there are other people that know how to be maftir, then the guy, then you shouldn't have someone who already got an aliyah do the maftir. Ubishabes chazon b'makom shaminik shakor ma'rav l'maftir lo yikru mikodem l'shlishi. And therefore, if it's Shabbos chazon where the minig is that the rabbi gets the maftir, so even if normally you give the rabbi shlishi, don't give the rabbi shlishi if you plan on giving him maftir, because it's best not to have one of the people who already got an aliyah also get the maftir. Sifkat nam beis misha ala kavar. If they called someone to the Torah in a different shul, and that same parsha comes up in this shul, he has to say new bracha when he gets another aliyah. If they're giving him another aliyah in this shul, okay. Si'if vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Im ta'ashliach zibur v'siyim ha'parsha. Imashishi. Let's say the Balkore messed up, and instead of stopping for the Shvi'i Aliyah, he read Shishi straight through to the end. He finishes the parsha with six Aliyos. Va'amar Kaddish, and then he said Kaddish. So ain't Sarah Chlikros Od Acher. You don't need to have an additional Aliyah. Eli Yikre Imam Maftir, Mashakar Imashishi. What you could just do is call up the Maftir, and he'll reread whatever psukim you just read now. The Kaimlan Maftir Olam Min Yeshiva. Because really, Mikra Tim we paskin that the Maftir counts as one of the seven Aliyos. So you did six Aliyos where you finished the Parsha Shavua. So you'll do a Maftir where it's going to be the seventh Aliyah that will count as the seventh Aliyah. Sifkat Lamed Gimel Ein Tzarich Likros Ratzalom or Shein Tzarich Likros Od Shvi'i Milvad HaMaftir. What it means to say is you don't need to call up someone else for Shvi'i aside from the Maftir. Da'achrei Shomer Kaddish B'Siyum HaParsha Einu Korei Achar Kach Rak L'Shei Maftir Levad. Because once you said Kaddish at the end of the Parsha, so the only Aliyah after Kaddish is for the Maftir. K'moshe Ragil Tamid Achra Kaddish, just like we always call up a Maftir after the Kaddish. Vuhu yia olil minyan shiva, and that maftir will count as one of the seven aliyos. Aval im niskar kodem shamar kaddish. But if you remember before you said the kaddish that oivei, I only did six aliyos and we lay in the whole parsha. So then you call someone for Shvi'i and you reread some of the Psukim, and you finish the Parsha, and you say Kaddish, and then call up a regular Maftir. So if you have not yet said the Kaddish, so you go back and give a regular 7th Aliyah and a regular Maftir. You don't have to say Kaddish a second time. Now finally, Siv Zayin and Simon Reish Pei Beis, Kara HaParsha B'Tfilas Shachris B'Shabbos, V'Dileg Pasuk Echad. Let's say you leaned Shabbos morning, and you realize at some point you skipped a Pasuk. Chozer V'Kori Hu V'Shnayim Imo, meaning you realize over lunch, you're like, you're saying a Dvar Torah and a Pasuk in the Parsha. You say, oh, the Pasuk says in this morning's Parsha, and then you're thinking, I'm a Balkori, I don't think I read that Pasuk this morning. You realize you skipped it, and no one was paying attention, so no one chapped. They skipped an entire Pasuk. So what do you do now? You skipped an entire pasuk. So Chozer V'Kori Hu V'Shnayim Imo. So you go back and you read that pasuk again with an additional two psukim. V'Afilu Hiftir V'Spal Musaf Chozer V'Kori. And even if it's already past Haftorah, past Musaf, everything, take out the Torah again and you read another you read that pasuk with an additional two pesukim around it because you need a minimum of three pesukim. Says the Mishbura Sivkat Laman Hey V'dileg pasuk echad. What didn't teva achas el shdibur b'hova? It doesn't have to be that you skipped all the pasuk. Could be that you skipped one word, but you're not yotzei if you said that pasuk if you skipped that word. So it just happens to be we speak about the common case, more common to skip a pasuk than to skip a word. Chozer v'kore v'yivarech lefanel la'achareha ala gimel psukim. When you get that, when you redo it, you have to redo it with brachos. V'ayin el simen kuf lam zayin sim gimel shamvur kol prate dinza. And we explain in simen kuf lam zayin all the details of this halacha. Simen resh pei gimel. Ma shein motzim b'shabes sefer sheni likros parshas hamusafim resh shein bel shnei psukim. The Shulchan Aruch very short simen just tells us, you know, there's an anomaly over here. Whenever we're going to read a, you know, whenever we have special karbanos musaf of the day, so we always take out a second sefer Torah and read about the karbanos of that day. So how come we don't do that on Shabbos? Every Shabbos there's a special karban that you bring for Shabbos. So how come we don't take out two sefer Torah every single Shabbos to read from the second one? So the Shulchan Aruch says because there's only two pesukim in the parsha of the karban, so it wouldn't be enough for an aliyah. So therefore we don't do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. That's one reason why we don't do it, but there's another reason. So first he says, Vein Karban B'Torah Paks Migimel Psukim. The reason Shulchan Aruch gives is because it's only two psukim and we don't do less than three psukim. Ukadel Sim Kuflam and Zayin. Ulistarifim up psukim Shalom in Yonah Shalyom Efshar. And we're not going to just start reading random psukim that have nothing to do with Yonah Shalyom. But Vatosos Kasu Otam. Tosos gives another reason. Lufi Shatzorach Laftir Benavi Bekol Shabbos Mein Yonah Shalyom. Because the halacha is that the Haftorah is supposed to be similar to what you just read at the very end, right? V'ikarinu b'shal Shabbos, but if every single Shabbos you finish off with the same couple of psukim about Shabbos, imkein yitzorach laftir b'zasalik minei v'hainu minyani Shabbos, every single haftarah is going to have to be about Shabbos. V'imkein yukal haftarah minyan echad, so every haftarah is either going to be the same exact haftarah every week, or it's at least going to be a haftarah on the same exact topic every week, and that would be very odd, and therefore we don't do it. Resh pei dalet si'if aleph. Maftirin benavi me inyana shel parsha. We read a haftarah from the. If you could just mute yourself, if you wouldn't mind, Menachem. If you read we read a haftarah from something that relates to the parsha. Ve'in pochsim michaf al psukim elim kein salik inyana bebatim mehachi. And it's always got to be a minimum of 21 psukim, unless we finish the topic with less than 21 psukim. Kagon ol seichem saf al zivchechem. Ve'davka b'shabbes be'in michaf al psukim. The idea that a haftarah needs to have 21 psukim is only when it comes to Shabbos. Gimel psukim, l'kol echad min akruim, because that corresponds to three psukim for seven aliyos, so that will be 21 psukim. Aval b'yom tov shekorin hey, but in yom tov where there are only five aliyos, sagi b'tesvah psukim, then the minimum number of psukim for haftorah is 15 psukim. V'lo nitken haftorah rak b'tzibor ach shekor b'torah. Haftorah is only in a tzibor after they leaned. Aval b'lav but if otherwise you're not allowed to read with the brachos before and after, you could always read from the Nevi'im whenever you want without brachos, but to actually say the brachos on haftarah, if it's during COVID and you're davening without a minyan or whatever, you don't say brachos on haftarah. You could always read the Navi, nothing wrong with that, but you're not supposed to say the brachos on haftarah. That's dafka a tzibur thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Aleph Maftirin. So this Mishnah Berurah goes off on a little bit of a different topic that the Shulchan Aruch didn't discuss. We're reading the Haftarah from what? What book do you use to read the Haftarah from? So Kasav Levush, writes Tamati al Shaloris Inog and Lichlof Haftaras Kedin Sefer. He says, I don't know why people don't have a klaf for the Haftaras. Ki hayu nirli shein yotzen klal b'kriyas Haftarah b'chumashman nefasin. Levush says, I don't think you're yotze if you just take out a chumash and read a Haftarah from a chumash. Kivin shein echtavin b'kali ilchus a sefer Torah Megillah. It's not written with halachos of stam. The Tazim Magen Avraham yishvu aminug. The Tazim Magen Avraham try to be miyashev the minhag v'sfirlu davshu al yidei tufos v'gam al niyar v'sholo beglila mutal ininze, that it's good enough for haftorah to have a printed chumash. Mikol makom dasa magen avram tzorach l'kos haftorah mitoch navi shalem hanitfas v'lo mitoch haftorah levad hanitfas b'chumash. But the magen avram says a third shita, that it's got to be a full set of nach. It shouldn't be a full set of navi. That even if it's not, it doesn't have to be a kosher scroll, but it should at least be a printed book that is the navi and not just reading from the end of the parsha where it's printed in the chumash as its own, as its own standalone unit. V'chein gam kein dasa li rabbi in sham. Kol makom ein am rak haftorah nifas b'chumash. But if all you got is a chumash with the haftorah that's printed in the back of the parsha, yesh l'smuch l'akas shlul vato kriyas haftorah. Better to read that than not to read anything at all, right? Better to read that than to skip it entirely. Ach l'chachila b'vadairo, even achon she'el l'kol tzibur nevim shen klavim b'klav, kedin, but l'chachila, really, you should read haftorah from a klav. Shaz gam ha-shemos n'chlavim b'kedusha, where the shemos are even written b'kedusha, ma-shein ken k'shu al aniyar ha-nitfas, as opposed to if it's on printed paper, v'chein hinik agrabi kiloso, and that was the groz minag, u'keis n'spashi tzeh bahar b'kilis yisrael v'ashrei chelkam. And this has become more popular, Baruch Hashem, says the Mishnah Berura. It's a really wonderful thing. So, Sivkat and Beis, Binavi, Vatam, the reason why we lay in the Haftorah, Mipre Shapamach, as Kazu Gzeir Ali Yisrael, Shalai Yaskam B'Torah, there used to be Gzeir against the Jewish people, Rachman al-Tzlan, not to be Yosek in Torah, V'Koru B'Naviyim Shiva, so they laid seven Aliyahs from a Naviyim, because they weren't allowed to lay from a Torah, U'Baruch Aleim, K'neged HaShiv, Shoyi Tzvichim Lalos, V'Likros B'Torah, and they said Brachos on each of those Aliyahs, just like they would from a Torah. And each Oleh got three Psukim. So it was always a minimum of 21 Psukim. So even though, thank God, there's no such Gzeira anymore, we're allowed to read from the Torah, the minhag of reading a half Torah remains from a Navi. And that's why it's always a minimum of 21 Psukim. But we read from the Torah first for Kavanah Torah. And the maftir taka ends up saying seven brachos. Why seven? Because first he gets an aliyah, so that's two brachos, one before his aliyah, one after. He says a bracha prior to the haftarah, that's number three. And he says four brachos after the haftarah, so that's seven. That also relates to the seven aliyos to the Torah. Let's say you have a tzibur that doesn't have a sefer Torah. V'imkar b'sefer Torah v'nisachar kriya shu psula. But if you find that you leaned from the whole parsha, and then you find afterwards the sefer Torah was pasul, afilu achi maftira nachareha, we still do a maftir afterwards, with the brachos and everything. So if you didn't lain from the Torah at all, then you don't say brachos on haftorah. But if you lain from the Torah and then found the Torah to be possible, you do say brachos on the haftorah. Im ein eruv sheicholim lahavi anavi o chumash beis haknesses laftir, if you don't have an eruv to bring the navi to shul to do the haftorah, holchen asaru maftirin bebayi shemunach sham. So get 10 people, let them go to the place wherever the Navi is, wherever the Sefer Neviim is, and then you'll do the Haftar there. Birch Haftar Gamkin, with the Brachos, because all those people did, that Sibur did lane from the Torah, just in a different place, in the Shul, even though it was not in the same place. Okay, so we learned a lot of things today. So first of all, we learned that if the only person who knows how to read the Haftar properly, including knowing how to read Chazon properly, already had an Aliyah, and they already said Kaddish, he should get another Aliyah. But if you didn't say Kaddish yet, and the Shvi'i knows how to lay in the Haftorah, he should do it without any new Aliyah and say Kaddish after the Brachos following the Haftorah. Then we said that if you finish the Parsha with six Aliyos and already said Kaddish, just do the regular Maftir to be Mashlim, the seven Kruim, the Maftir will count as the seventh. Then we said that if you skipped a word or a Pasuk of Kriyas HaTorah, whenever you realize, even if it's after Musaf, just take out the Torah, make a bracha and read three psukim, one of those psukim being the one that you skipped. Then we said that two reasons that we don't read in some Reish Pei Gimel, we said two reasons we don't read a maftir every single Shabbos relating to the karban, either because it's only two psukim, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said, or because it would be the same haftarah every single week. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quoted from Tosfos. And then in Siman Reish Pei Dalet, we said that the haftarah should be at least 21 psukim on Shabbos and 15 on Yom Tov, unless the entire topic is already covered in a shorter segment. And then finally, we said that there's a machlokas, whether you can lay haftarah out of a chumash, or if you need a klaf. But there are three levels. There's klaf, there's a sefer neviim, and then lowest is just the psukim printed in the back of, at the end of the parsha in the chumash. Okay, but tomorrow night we'll pick up with Siman Reish Pei Dalet, Ze'if Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.